Thank you and good morning. A federal judge has ruled that the construction of the Willits Bypass Project can continue despite opposition from environmental groups. Conservation groups sued Caltrans and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers in May of 2012, alleging that the project violated the National Environmental Policy Act and the Clean Water Act. The judge ruled that the California Department of Transportation's environmental review for the project was adequate. Caltrans Director Malcolm Dougherty said in a statement that Caltrans takes seriously its responsibility to preserve the species and habitats on these lands, and we are pleased that the judge rejected the lawsuit. The coroner's office has identified the deceased driver involved in Tuesday's fatal motorcycle accident on Old Briceland Road as 50-year-old Redway resident Rex Hickey. A California Highway Patrol officer attempted to pull Hickey over for speeding, but Hickey fled and led the officer on a high-speed pursuit. Hickey turned onto Old Briceland, and due to unsafe road conditions, the officer ended the pursuit. Later that night, emergency crews found Hickey laying in a ditch next to his crashed motorcycle. Resuscitation efforts were unsuccessful, and Hickey was pronounced dead at the scene. The CHP is investigating the accident, and an autopsy is scheduled for today. The Arcata Police Department made two arrests in connection with a report of a sexually assaulted juvenile. Arcata Police received the report on December 13th that a man and a woman had sexually assaulted the juvenile. The ensuing investigation led detectives to identify the suspects as 53-year-old Eureka resident John Wiesendanger and 50-year-old Crescent City resident Kathleen Conrad. Wiesendanger and Conrad were arrested and booked into jail. Sheriff's deputies arrested 64-year-old Honeydew resident Rachel Mickey Johnston on Wednesday following a traffic stop on Matole Road in Honeydew. Johnston was wanted on a warrant for assault with a deadly weapon, brandishing a firearm in a threatening manner, and false imprisonment, stemming from an incident with a propane delivery man on December 5th. The driver told deputies that when he reached Johnston's property to deliver propane she had ordered, he heard an angry voice as he backed up to her residence. He said Johnston then came toward him armed with a handgun and pointed it at him and demanded to know what he was doing. The driver said he pleaded with Johnston not to shoot him and that he was there to deliver propane. Johnston then allegedly fired two rounds into the ground and the driver was able to leave the scene unharmed. A search of Johnston's residence following her arrest turned up the suspect weapon and she was booked into county jail. The College of the Redwoods will hold its 112th Basic Law Enforcement graduation ceremony today at 1 o'clock at the theater on the main Eureka campus. 31 cadets will take part in the ceremony. Eight of those graduates have already secured jobs with law enforcement agencies, including Sammy Gentle and Leanna Wayne, who will go to work for the county's Social Services Special Investigation Unit. The other graduates are still in the selection process for law enforcement jobs. The next Law Enforcement Academy begins on January 6th, and 21 students are currently enrolled. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Simplify the season. Many find this time of year stressful. Here are a few tips to help. Spend moments with your children. Read a favorite holiday story together and make lasting memories. Stay flexible. Keep in mind it's just as fun to make cookies in January. Ask for help if you're in charge of making the big holiday meal. When feeling overwhelmed, take time for yourself. Simplify the season. This reminder is from the Child Abuse Prevention Coordinating Council of Humboldt County. First Five Humboldt and the Decade of Difference.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Fortuna Police Department will conduct a DUI and driver's license checkpoint somewhere within city limits tonight from 8 p.m. until 3 a.m. Saturday morning. The checkpoint is part of the anti-DUI traffic safety campaign over the holidays, and drivers will be screened for signs of impairment as well as for proper licenses and registrations. The California Highway Patrol kicks off its maximum enforcement period next week, while local agencies continue to focus on traffic safety during the holiday travel period. The Oregon State Police will be out in force as well, and its maximum enforcement period begins tonight and runs through New Year's Day. You can also call Humboldt Towing for a free ride home if you've had too much to drink. They'll make sure you and your vehicle make it home safely, no questions asked. Sheriff's detectives and the county SWAT team conducted a search at a Hydesville residence on Wednesday after spotting a vehicle that was suspected of having been used in an armed robbery at the Scotia Pharmacy on Tuesday. The armed suspect entered the pharmacy, brandished a long-barreled handgun at the clerk, and demanded prescription painkillers. The suspect then fled the scene on foot and was seen getting into a dark green pickup truck. Detectives searched the residence but found no one at home. Anyone with information about the incident or the suspect is asked to contact the sheriff's office. And that's the news on this Friday morning for KINS News and Information. I'm Dan Squire.